Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to a couple of national stories, and then we'll get back to Chiefs Week 4 matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. The first one, actually both of these stories, come out of Seattle. The first one is Tony Gonzalez and Richard Sherman were on the Amazon desk, and they were talking about Richard Sherman's old teammate, Russell Wilson. Now, I think it goes without saying, we know that Richard Sherman is not a big fan of Russell Wilson. I didn't know it was like this, though.
If ever there was somebody who played himself out of a Hall of Fame, it's Russell Wilson.
Really?
And I say that because look at what's happened ever since he left Seattle. When he was in Seattle, he was the man. He was making these good plays. He won a Super Bowl, went to two of them. But as soon as he left there, he went to Denver, signed that big old deal. They paid him $39 million to leave. He goes to Pittsburgh, plays there 1 year. There he's out of there. Now he goes here and has three games. I just don't know if it's going to get any better. And I don't want to see him on a sideline holding a clipboard.
So you're very much under the "what have you done for me lately" thing, in taking away the first, you know, decade of his career.
Absolutely, and I just don't think he's done himself any favors since he left Seattle. And I don't know how's it going to get better. I agree.
I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8. 0-3 to start with the Giants. Like, he was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback, I'm this guy that's going to be dominant, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Hey, man. I don't have any issues with Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez has never been teammates with the man. Tony Gonzalez is, to me, just making an observation. Hey, look, I mean, everything he said was facts. Now, everything that Richard Sherman said might also have been facts, but then it started with, oh, yeah, when I was on his team, we were good, and then when I left, we were trash. Wait, hold on, what? That's supposed to be your man's. I'm all for broadcasters being biased in some situations. I would understand if Richard Sherman had a bias towards Russell Wilson. You guys won a Super Bowl together. It don't sound like they're BFFs. Sometimes who speaks up for you or if people speaks up for you matters a whole lot. I remember back whenever Kyler Murray, we were kind of laughing and joking about the Call of Duty. Do you remember anybody coming out and saying, no, that's not true about him? He's always in the film room. He's always studying. He's one of the hardest working quarterbacks I know. I don't remember that being the case. We've seen a lot of people disparage the character of Aaron Rodgers over the last 5 years. Have you seen just a gang of people willing to just say, no, that's not true? Aaron's one of my favorite teammates. He's my brother. I love him. You don't really see a whole lot of those people. Man, I feel like Russell Wilson is in the exact same category. It's kind of cool to make fun of Russell Wilson. That wasn't the case 5-6 years ago. There was a media push to help Russell Wilson get an MVP. You guys remember the Let Russ Cook? I remember there's a 2-week stretch there that the media was just dumbfounded that they never voted him one time to win NFL MVP. Like, no, we got to do this for Russ. He's one of the more popular players in the league. Now we're saying he's been trash apart from that defense. How quickly things change. Russ, man, I'm still pulling for you. We're still pulling for you here on this show. I can't speak for anybody else. That was an unnecessary bullet by Richard Sherman. Tony Gonzalez is one thing. Sherm, you're supposed to defend your guy. You're supposed to have your guys back. There's no scenario in which Travis Kelce becomes an analyst and then smokes Patrick Mahomes. No chance. None.
I mean, I agree with your point. It's pretty clear, though, that we've learned over time, Marshawn Lynch and every member of the Legion of Boom, they did not like 100%. Russell Wilson.
No, like, I think that's obvious. Like Doug Baldwin, yep. Richard Sherman. Yeah, it is obvious. The core of that team, they have made it very obvious. After that first year in Denver, the information that usually comes out of locker rooms, you know, after every firing or every decision to split ways, there's always the what had happened story. You know, it's from ESPN, Seth Wickersham. It's from The Athletic. It's from you always get that what had happened. Remember the story that came out about Russell and he had his own office and another coach came up to him and asked, are you a coach or a player? Like, if you're going to be a player, you got to be visible. You got to be in the locker room. They got to feel like you are one of the guys. And they don't feel like you're one of the guys. Man, that stuff matters, man. You guys got a coworker that you can't joke around. Your relationship is just going to be different. Hey, it's all us guys over here. We can joke. We can talk like this. And then when you come around, like, we just don't vibe and connect. You need to feel that way about your quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.